You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 154. Happy December! Here we are. It's December 2023. The holiday season is upon us. And today, we're going to talk about creating the holiday that you crave, the holiday season that you crave. So, you know, this time of year and the holiday season can bring up a lot of emotions and, you know, sometimes it's stressful and there's pressure we put on ourselves, or we might feel overwhelmed or even loneliness or sadness. This time of year can also bring lots of joy and connection and gratitude, maybe a bit of both, a bit of all of it, actually. So, you know, I just wanted to talk about how can we make this time of year really just enjoyable, and how can we lower stress, increase joy, increase gratitude, and have more fun? And I think it's about getting clear about what you want, what you are craving, and then doing it. So I was reading, this is my third December, yay, doing this podcast. 2021, 22, 23. Yes. And so I've done, this will be my third December doing, an episode about the holiday season. And so I was just reading some articles on wellness tips over the holidays and, you know, how to stay healthy over the holidays and how to de-stress over the holidays and all that. And I kept seeing the same kind of tips over and over. Like focus on nourishment and stay well hydrated, exercise and move your body, prioritize rest. You know, 5 tips for handling stress and dealing with family. Be mindful of your alcohol consumption. Make sure that you eat before you go to holiday parties and practice self-control when it comes to food. Maintain your boundaries, incorporate positive activities. Do not compare yourself to others. Practice extra self-care. Now, of course, all of these are helpful reminders and can be really beneficial guidelines, but I really, really do not like the energy of practice self-control when it comes to food. But that's another conversation for another time. So last December, I did a podcast, Your Holiday Detox Guide, and that's episode 103. And I really like that episode. So go back and listen to that because it applies. I mean, it applies all year round, but, you know, it's specifically for the holiday, you know, season, December, you know, November, whatever. But this year, you know, really it is all about you and giving yourself the time and space to connect with what you want and what you desire this month, and then giving that to yourself. Create the holiday season that you crave. I mean, what if you did that? What if you created the holiday season that you craved? So, you know, you might be wondering, well, what do I crave? Or you might be like, oh my God, so many things. So let's just take a pause and consider, what are you craving right now? What do you need? What do you want? How do you want to feel? What do you desire? What experiences do you want to have? What are you craving? Is it stillness and peace and quality time with yourself? Is it going out and having fun and festive, you know, excitement and social parties and activities? Is it making a yummy veggie soup or making homemade bone broth for the first time? Is it decluttering your closet? Is it hosting a potluck instead of cooking a meal for all of your guests? Is it baking your mom's pecan pie recipe? Is it seeing a new exhibit at a museum? Is it curling up with hot chocolate and a good book? Is it hosting a New Year's Eve party? Is it taking time for yourself to meditate and breathe? Or to go out and dance? Or all of it? Whatever it is your craving. It's what you want. It's what you desire. So it obviously does not have to be holiday related. I mean, it can, but this is about you and really prioritizing you and what's in your heart. And, you know, maybe you're thinking, okay, Alyssa, that's so nice, but I have so many responsibilities and there's just so much going on and, you know, etc. And I want to remind you that you can create time for yourself and you can create change with your thoughts around this and your mindset. And you can choose. You can make choices that bring you to this experience of giving yourself the gift of what you want. And, you know, so for many people, the holidays are this like perfect storm of stress and chaos. And, you know, at this time of year, like we crave peace and joy the most. So what do we do? What do you do? And then that's completely up to you. But it really just begins with deciding what matters to you most right now. And honestly, that's going to change from, you know, year to year, month to month. So what do you want to experience and what do you want to create and feel this month? The last month, December 2020 of 23. Last month of the year, December 2023. Also, just think about this, that less is more. Yes, more is more, but also less is more. It just depends on what you need and what's going to help you and be the most nourishing to you. So, you know, let's just really be mindful of the shoulds, like shoulding yourself, you know, or the words, I have to do this, I have to do that. Because often when we feel that we have to do something, really, do we? Do you have to? Or can you choose to? It's getting in touch with the thoughts that you're thinking around these shoulds or these feelings about obligation or what have you. So what if you chose to do more of what you craved this season? And what if you gave yourself permission to do just that? And then really, what happens when you create the holiday season that you crave, even if it has nothing to do with the holidays? When you create what you crave, you feel more self-connected. You're more in alignment with your purpose, with yourself, with your priorities. You will feel more inspired, more empowered. And you know what happens when you feel those feelings? It feels a sense of contentment. It feels like contentment. It lowers stress levels. It can give you more motivation, more energy, helps you create more harmony in your life and leading to a more positively anti-inflammatory life. So cheers to a healthy and fun and meaningful December 2023, however you choose to spend the season. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in and joining me every week. And this week and this month, here's to an incredible month. And do you know what I crave? I crave hearing from you. I do. I crave those podcast reviews. And I want to really just share my love and gratitude for everyone who's taken a moment to rate and review the podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. And on Apple Podcasts, it's you can write a review and it's honestly super easy. You literally just go to the show's homepage and you scroll down, you'll see those five stars, you click, and then you write a review. And I just love to hear from you. I would love to hear what you think. That is what I'm craving right now. And I just appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts. And, you know, thinking about, in addition to craving hearing from you through a podcast review, I am honestly just craving, I really, really love the holiday season. And I am craving, I just talk about this, I think, all the time in the podcast, but I'm just really craving feelings of abundance, cultivating gratitude and joy and connection with people that I love. And doing things that just fill my heart and my soul. And one of those is being here with you. So thank you. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.